Hallelujah. Somebody excited this morning, say amen. I said this morning, so good morning. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Somebody is stepping into a morning of your life. The night season is over. The morning season has arrived. If you receive it like the man who testified of total package, shout the louder, amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 61 and in verse 9, this is the bless the preservation service of March. Go ahead. Give the Lord the praise. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. And their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. Welcome to your month of financial blessing overflow. Anybody who is set for financial blessing overflow, you will stand on your feet and give the Lord the loudest shout of amen. In our year of overflowing grace and glory, there shall be financial blessing overflow this month of March in the name of Jesus. And for somebody, it is beginning today. If you are that body, your amen will be the loudest. Take your seat. Get ready. You will begin to end like an institution, not like an individual. End like an institution, not an individual. Now, Isaiah chapter 65, we are looking tonight at the preservation power of the blessing. The preservation power of the blessing. Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 8. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one said, destroy it not, for the blessing is in it. So will I do for my servants' sakes, that I may not destroy them all. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The preservation power of the word. Our objective tonight is to understand the preservation capability of the blessing of God, and to understand, number two, how the blessing preserves. It is important to know that the blessing of God is a preserver of lives and destinies. That the blessing of God does not only guarantee divine provision, it guarantees divine protection. The blessing of God does not guarantee divine provision alone, It guarantees divine protection. The blessing of God does not only guarantee supernatural supply, it guarantees supernatural safety and security. God provides and He protects. Both His provision and protects the provided, the one that has been provided for. God will not make you for the devil to waste you. It is possible for somebody to be a self-made person, labor-made person, effort-made person, certificate-made person, and just flashes on the screen and disappears like on the scene and disappears like that. But God cannot make you and the devil waste you. Every blessed man is a heaven invest, a divine investment. A divine investment that attracts divine security. Let's go through scripture. Now I'm saying this to you so that as you experience the blessing of God, you can understand that the provider is the preserver. That there is preservation attached to provision. That you have no devil to fear if it was not the devil who gave you the money. You have no witch to fear if it was not by occultism you made the money. You have no wizard to fear if the wizard has no hand or had no hand in your supply. Let's look at examples in scripture. Men and women. Blessing made men and women. And how protected they were. Number one, example, Abraham the blessed. Abraham, the blessed. He was practically the symbol of the blessing in the Bible. Abraham, the blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, verse 2, and verse 3. The Lord said to Abraham to get out of his father's house, from his kindred, from his father's house, from his country, to the land that He will show him. And Abraham, he said, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I'll bless him that bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That was Abraham the blessed. Galatians chapter 3, verse 9 lends credence to the blessedness of Abraham. He says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Blessed with faithful Abraham. Now, how did this blessing protect Abraham? We read it just now. In Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 2, He said to him, I will bless him who blesses you. I will curse him who curses you. My blessing on your life is both assisting or resisting people depending on what they want. My blessing on your life is both distinguishing or destroying people depending on what they want. Anybody who says it is well with you because of what you carry, it will be well with them. Anybody who says it will not be well with you because of what you carry, it can never be well with them and their generation. He said, anybody who help you, I will help them. Anybody who hates you, I will hurt them. Lift your right and say, I am too blessed to be cursed. I am too blessed to be hurt
by man.
He said, because of what I have given you, anybody who helps you, I will help them. Anybody who hurts you, I will hurt them. Anybody who hates you, I will hate them. Anybody who thinks of your death, I will bury them. A blessed person is a highly favored person and also very dangerous person. Very dangerous to wicked people. Very dangerous for enemies. Very dangerous for agents of darkness. When you see a blessed man, you are seeing mobile danger in motion. That is how some of us are. I don't know the number of people that have been buried on our account. Those who run mad. And those who are alive and they are useless. Somebody sent a text, I think, to you the other day, and he forwarded to me that in the year of 2011 or so, he sent me a rude text while we're in Area 1 based on a particular information or whatever he was trying to be grieved about. Sent a very rude text. He said he didn't see my reply. Huh? I replied him. All right. But for 11 years since that text, his head is down, his leg is up. Life upside down. He said, I am begging to be helped. Be careful the oil you touch. Be careful the blessing you dare. No man can do these things except God be with him. And if God be with a man, who can be against that man and sustain? Even if the person who carries that blessing is your baby, respect that oil. If it is your brother, the same mother, the same father, if you touch him, God will touch you. This month, before this month expires, there are people who think that they know you, but they don't understand that you carry something. The Lord God, as many of them as will not repent, shall be laid to rest. Teacher said, who helps you, I will help. Who hurts you, I will hurt. God spoke to Abimelech, who was trying to mess up with Abraham's wife. Genesis 20 verse 4. He said, you are a dead man. You are a dead man. You are a dead man. Start from verse 3. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by the night and said to him, behold, you are a dead man. For the woman you have taken is a man's wife. You are not about to die. When God tells... It is one thing for God to appear and say, I am God. How many people can tolerate that? An angel can come and say, I am angels, so and so. But here, I am God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the owner of your breath. I came to announce to you, you are dead. God, what I do? What I do? Like children will ask, what I do? What did I do? You touched the property of my blessed man. You know, what you know determines what you show. So it is important for you to be aware of the weight of what the blessing carries. When we say you are blessed, the Lord bless you, it is very, very weighty. Somebody say amen. That was the preservation of Abraham the blessed. He couldn't be wasted, couldn't be killed until he fulfilled his days. Number two example, Isaac the blessed. How was the blessing of Isaac? Genesis chapter 25, verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. Verse 6. But unto the sons of the concubines, which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts and sent them away from Isaac his son, while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. Abraham had other children after Sarah died. He married Keturah, Genesis 25, and had about 6 children. He also had Ishmael, 6 boys, and had Ishmael. Before he died, he gave them, he shared things for them. You look at the land, 100,000 hectares around Padan Aram. That is your own. You, the cattle ranch around Bethel, that is your own. You, he shared with them properties. He gave them gifts. This is your own gift from my life. But for Isaac, I am not giving you a gift. I am giving you waiting I carry. Said, I am not giving you. You representing your siblings. He said, you, this is your property. You, this is your property. But Isaac, I give you waiting. I can lift your hands. Right? I didn't call you out, but you ran. So for running, you should receive. Lift your hands. It may not be this. And he gave all that he had. Isaac, whatever made me to be me, take it. I can give other people land, not you. I can give other people houses, but not you. You are the son of my promise. You are the transmitter of my blessing to the next generation. And I gave Isaac. God is about to give you something right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. It was such that after Abraham died, because he did this in his lifetime, so that the others can know there is a difference between them and Isaac. After Abraham died, God appeared. Genesis, the same Genesis 25 verse 11. To validate the blessing on Isaac. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son. He blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac dwelt by the well Lahairoi. So this man got from his father and then got from God directly. Listen. If you want your children to be blessed by God, do well. What you do with God determines what God will do with your children. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 7. The just man walketh in his integrity. His children after him are blessed. That was what happened. After Abraham passed, God blessed Isaac. What you do with God determines what God will do with your children. So unfortunate. that majority of the most popular people in our nation who have passed through, wealthy, influential, top this, top that, very rare, before you hear the name of any child that has amounted to anything, anyone that has neared the level of his father, not to talk of surpassing his father, because the seed should be greater than the source. Am I communicating? We'll leave that preaching for another day. A just man walketh in his integrity. His children are blessed after him. And when Isaac got blessed, you look at the blessing of Isaac in Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14. And Isaac sold in that land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and a great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. That was how blessed he was. Somebody here today, the blessing will move you from pity to envy. And that is happening this month. That is happening this month. Now, in verse 16, what happened? Verse 16, the Bible said, and Abimelech said unto Isaac, this was the weight of Isaac. He said, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. Might. You talk of the strength of individuals, but you talk of the might of nations. Isaac, you are not a person, you are a nation. And you, one person like this, you are heavier than the nation of the Philistines. Heavier, mightier, stronger. Because the blessing was upon him. What that means is, when the blessing of God is on you, you are unfightable. Somebody say unfightable. You are not somebody to be fought. When was the last time you heard that a bulldozer spoiled and they say, can we go and push it? Even if you carry 1,000 people, you are unfightable, indomitable, indefatigable, irresistible, unharassable, unintimidatable, unconquerable, undearable. You are more and mightier than we. We cannot even think of daring you. So please give us space. We don't want to die before our time. That is your testimony. And that shall be your portion. Are you seeing what the blessing did to these people? They didn't just have money. They didn't just have name. They didn't just have influence. They had defense. They had solid defense. Too defended to be defeated. Too defended to end as a victim. That was Isaac. Number three, Jacob. See how we can rush quickly. Jacob, the blessed. I'm sure you remember the blessing of Jacob. Genesis 27, verse 26. And his father Isaac said unto him, come now, near me now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, God will give you of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you. And nations will bow down for you.
You shall be lord over your brethren. And let your mother's sons bow down to thee. Now look at, he's repeating what God told Abraham. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee. And blessed be anyone who bless you. Whatever people want, let them do to you. If they plan to die, let them plan your death. Look at your neighbor, say, whatever you want, do to me. If you want to grow, help me grow. If you want to succeed, help me succeed. If you want otherwise, do otherwise. There's no challenge at all. No challenge. It depends on what you want. I am a fertile ground. Anything you sow, you reap. Sow me goodness, you reap multiplied goodness. Sow me wickedness, you reap wretchedness and disaster. My father grew up as a local evangelist. He planted church, Methodist church, that he pastored for 6 months. And the church is still there today. The person who pastored it, a Methodist priest, spoke to me from there some time ago, say, I'm pastoring the church your father planted and pastored. Also, I think it was Kwaibo also, UEC. He was in both of them. And in those days, he used to tell, when I heard, and I asked him, somebody heard my voice here, and he said, that was in Rwanda many years ago. And he said to me, you preach like your father. I said, does my father preach? He said, you didn't know. So when I went home, I asked him, I said, somebody said I preach like you. Did you preach? He said, fire, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ola, 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 ola. He said, they are the ones that had the original fire. He said, in those days, he will be preaching in the market square 7 days, seven days, no food on empty stomach. And even though he veered off a bit into business, into many, many things, the mantle couldn't die. But this is what I want to say. In those days, he used to say, my body not the good for personal. That is, if you look for my trouble, you are in trouble. I am tracing it now to that blessing. That blessing. If the Lord blesses you, anything people want from God, let them do it to you. If they want God to put them to shame, let them attempt your shame. If they want God to put them to reproach, let them attempt your reproach. How many of you are going to trust God for that blessing this month? Lift your hands, say, in the name of Jesus, I am too blessed to be cursed, to be reproached. I am blessed beyond the curse. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. So that was Isaac's blessing. You know, Genesis 32 and in verse 24 to verse 28, you saw Jacob. How Jacob wrestled with God, and then I won't let you go until you bless me, and the Lord blessed him and say, what is your name? And then the rest, they say, is history. Now, how did the blessing protect Isaac, Jacob? Genesis 31:24. When Jacob was leaving Laban, because he saw maltreatment from Laban, God came to Laban, the Syrian, in a dream by night, and said unto him, be careful that you don't speak good or bad to Jacob. Did you hear me? Yes, sir. Be careful. God visited Laban personally at night. Now, look at how Laban was reporting it in verse 26, all the way to verse 29. He said, Genesis 31, 26. And Laban said to Jacob, what hast thou done that you have stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with the sword? Why did you flee away secretly and steal away from me and did not tell me that I might have sent you away with mirth, with songs, with tabret, and with harps? Listen to this now. You have not allowed me to kiss my sons and my daughters. You have done foolishly in so doing. Now look at this word from the mouth of Laban. It is in the power of my hand to hurt you. I plan to deal with you physically. But the God of your father spake unto me yesterday night. Say, take it. Not only am I saying you can't hurt him, you can't speak bad to him. You can't speak roughly to him. You can't annoy him with your words. It was in my power. No, are you sure? You know that Laban is a diabolic man. You don't remember? He was the one who told Jacob that I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me since your coming. Genesis 30:27. Another translation says, I learned by divination. I consulted familiar spirits. And they told me, don't drive this boy. That word experience there, there is a translation that called it divination. But Laban said to him, if you have found favor in your sight, stay with me. For I have learned from the omens in divination. And by experience, that it is because of you that I am blessed. I went and consulted native doctors. So now I was pursuing you to hurt you. And anybody who can consult native doctors can kill a person. He can do anything. I am pursuing you to deal with you. Except that yesterday night. There is a generation you cannot harm. There are a people you cannot dare. There are a people you cannot touch. And I believe such people are here tonight. For the sake of you, God will visit somebody tonight. That amen can be louder. I said, for your sake, God will visit somebody tonight. God will visit an agent of the devil tonight. God will visit an agent of darkness tonight. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Look at the neighbor, say, there is power. Preservation power in the blessing of God. Take your seat. All the things you do that causes you to be blessed. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. Bring you all the tithes, and I'll open the windows of heaven. Everything you do that makes you blessed does not only bring resources into your hands, it brings security around your life. Everything. I will deal with that one by one when the time comes. But Jacob, that was how God shielded him. When he was about to meet Esau, in Genesis 32, verse 1, angels arrived first. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. Look at verse 2. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. Host means fighting army. The Lord of hosts is the Lord of the armies. This is God's army. This is God's battalion. This is God's armor, artillery. And he called the name of the place Mahanaim. So, when he began to now fear Esau, it was a waste of fear. Because God prepared him for Esau by sending him a host. It was in the same Genesis 32 he met Esau. Or Genesis, he wrestled before he met Esau. At all in verse 33. But God prepared him. Am I communicating? God shall prepare you. Look at the number. Say, I move with a host. Everywhere I arrive, the climate changes because a host is with me. Is anybody getting anything here tonight? Now, in Genesis 35 and in verse 5, still talking about the preservation power of the for the blessed. The Bible said, and the journey, that is Jacob's family, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them. His family carried a climate that made it impossible for pursuers to pursue them. And they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. They couldn't pursue after the sons of Jacob. Very soon, starting from tonight, something is coming around you. Can that person who believes us say louder, amen? Something is coming around you that will make it impossible for pursuers to pursue you. Shout the loudest, amen. Hallelujah. Heavy preservation. That was Jacob. Number four is Job. Job the blessed. Job chapter 1. Verse 1 to 3. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was perfect and upright, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Now, did God leave him alone with all this blessing? No. Verse 10. God did something for him so that a blessing is not vulnerable. Satan was asking God, he said, have you not made a hedge about him, about his house, about all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. You put a canopy around him, so that nothing is decreasing around him, and no devil could attack what he has. Then why was Job attacked? Job, the untouchable, allowed fear to run his life. Job chapter 3, verse 25 to 26. He said, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Verse 26, I was not in safety. That is, I remained permanently agitated. I had no rest. I was restless. I was afraid of what was not there. I was looking for what was not missing. I was trying to find a symptom that did not exist. And then trouble came. Do you understand? There are people who press their body frequently to find out, is there anything? Any problem? Did I wake up with anything this morning? I was not at rest. When we pray for people to be healed at times, say, check yourself whether you are healed. Say, let me see. Let me really find out. I think it remains small. Why don't you celebrate the 95% that disappeared? Huh? You don't look for your symptom. You look for your sign. You don't look for your problem. You look for your solution. You don't look for your pain. You look for your healing. Am I communicating? You don't look like the weak. Say, I'm strong. You know? So Job was, that was, you see, what to learn from that before we go is that allowance for fear equals the destruction of the blessing cover. When you make room for fear, when you agree to be afraid, you destroy the covering of the blessing. The blessing covenant. Fear will antagonize fear antagonizes the preservation effect of the blessing of God. It antagonizes the preservation effect of the blessing of God.
You allow fear, and then the blessing is gone. Finally, number five. Example number one was Abraham, 2, Isaac, 3, Jacob, 4, Job. 5, the fifth person that we saw preservation with because of the blessing was Jabez. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 to verse 10. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called him his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, that your hand might be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Somebody say aloud, amen. I'd like you to understand that the prayer of Jabez gives us the content of the blessing. Somebody say content. The way the fruit of the Spirit is love, and everything under that is the content of that love, joy, meekness, and so on. In the same manner, the content of the blessing. What does the blessing carry? First, it's called the enlargement of coast, coastal enlargement. When God blesses you, your coast explodes. The blessing is against littleness. It's against limitation. It's against scarcity, shortage, poverty. That was what Jabez was outlining. Oh, that you bless me indeed. And when you bless me indeed, my coast will be enlarged. Second, is the establishment of the hand of the Lord, that your hand will be with me. That's the presence of God. That's the anointing of God, that your hand will be with me. The third is protection from evil. The blessing protects people from evil, that you will keep me from evil. And fourth is deliverance from sorrow, that it will not grieve me. And that is in sync with Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. So Jabez prayed all this prayer, and God answered him. There are many people, when they say blessing, all they are talking about is enlargement of coast. God, give me money, give me house, give me prosperity. And that is the end. That's what they think is the blessing. No. The blessing carries the hand of God on your life, the presence of God. It carries protection from evil. It carries deliverance from sorrow. Do you have an understanding now? So if I say you are blessed, will you say amen? You are blessed. Your coast is enlarging. The hand of the Lord is coming upon your life. Your protection from evil is guaranteed. I decree your deliverance from every orchestrated sorrow. Sorrow from bereavement. Sorrow from loss. Sorrow from pain. Sorrow from affliction. Sorrow from strange disease. In the name of Jesus. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly before we begin to round off, please take your seat. How does the blessing preserve? How does the blessing preserve? Everything we already said tonight shows us how the blessings preserve. Number one, through divine decrees, and mandates on the enemy. Decrees and mandates to the enemy. What lawyers may call perpetual injunction to the enemy. Satan, this man is a no-go area. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 9. As Mahoshaka Degala. 65 verse 8 rather. 6:5-8. Destroy him not. A blessing, isn't it? When a man carries the blessing, there is a spoken decree over your head.
There is a voice speaking around your life. Destroy him not. Destroy her not. Destroy them not. Destroy this family not. For a blessing,
isn't it?
While you are moving, witches are hearing it. Wizards are hearing it. Occult people are hearing it. That's why some people look at you, they can't greet you. They are angry that they can't harm you. They are angry that they can't harm you. They have tried you in the realm of the spirit. You know them, they know you. Like they used to say in the village, you know me, I know you. That is, we encountered each other in the realm of the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? They are angry because they can't touch you. You are shining. You are prospering. You are progressing. You greet them, they refuse. Agalaga yaga. It's like he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Every devil after tonight will hear that decree. The last time they trespassed in your house, in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community, with your children, is the last time forever. Somebody shout, I am blessed!
Take your seat. True divine decrees and mandates to the enemy, perpetual injunctions, he suffered no man. Number two is true the direct visitation and warning of the enemy by God. Through the direct visitation and warning of the enemy by God. That is God appearing physically. Visit them in their dreams. Like he did to Abimelech in Genesis 20 verse 4. And he did to Laban in Genesis 31. Verse 24 to 29. That's God appear to them personally. Say, you want to die? Dear that man. One of our ushers, I think he's in Maraba branch now, about 15 years ago in the Real One Church, he said there was a witch in his office. This woman was the cleaner in the office, but the boss trembles when she speaks. Everybody quakes when the cleaner speaks. Because of how connected she was and powerful in the witchcraft world. So one day this brother had an encounter with this woman. The woman flared up, red eyes. Do you know who I am? They didn't tell you. You are in an office like this, don't know me. You will see. The brother said he quaked a little bit. Because he knows the woman is harsh. Her antecedents and pedigree. But when he moved, the Holy Ghost spoke and said, don't you know where you are coming from? So he returned back and said, is it me you are talking to like this? This earth will reject you. And in those days, we prayed those dangerous prayers. Let the earth fight you. Let the heavens fight you. Let the trees fight you. Let the stars fight you. The Bible said the stars fought Sisera. We mobilize nature and creation. That ancient river Kishon, it fought the army of the Masha Tokopara. That was how everybody went their way. The next day, the woman arrived at the office on her knees looking for the brother. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. He said, what are you sorry about? He said, please forgive me, friend. He said, no, tell me what you're sorry about. He said, somebody met me last night and showed me two coffins. He said, these two coffins belong to you. One person.
Hey! Hey! These two coffins belong to you until you apologize to that man. You are doubly dead.
They don't argue rain during Hamatan. They don't argue race during hammer time. Somebody say, I can run faster than you, and you can run faster than me. See, the road is dry. Let's try it. Am I communicating at all? Somebody will experience the visitation of God because of you. As I speak right now, before this week is over, you are returning here with a testimony that somebody who wants to hurt you, somebody who won't let you rest, who won't let us rest, will experience the visitation of Jehovah, warning them, rebuking them on your behalf. Somebody shout glory! Take your seat. Number three. This is a lengthy lecture. How does the blessing preserve you? Number three, through the impartation of supernatural strength and might on the blessed. The impartation of supernatural strength and might on the blessed to handle every opposition. The blessing of God comes with might. It comes with strength. Thou art more and mightier than we. The blessing makes you equal to every task, every urgency. Genesis 26, verse 16. And then you read Genesis chapter 14, from verse 14 down. You saw how Abraham went into war. One man fought four nations. One man. He fought the army of four nations and beat them. One man. God, on behalf of, not even his own fight, because they captured his nephew Lot, he went into battle and finished four countries. One man. Supernatural strength and might. By the time we take the communion tonight, and by the time you apply the anointing tonight, what is coming on you will collapse Jericho walls. What is coming on you will bring down Goliaths. It will bring down enemies that are standing in your front. You believe it, say loud amen. How does the blessing preserve? Number four, through the establishment of the terror of the Lord around the blessed. The terror of the Lord. There is something dreadful about your life. The establishment of the terror of the Lord. Genesis chapter 35, verse 5. And they journeyed, and the terror of God was upon the cities that were round about them, and they did not pursue after the sons of Jacob. Terror. There is something to be dreaded about you. There is something that will spark terror in the camp of the enemy. The next time they think about you, they will have urinary incontinence. Urination without control. Are you saying amen? Say it louder, amen. When they hear of you in the camps of the wicked, they will run. Somebody say it loud, amen. Finally, through the establishment of the blessing hedge, the blessing hedge of preservation around the blessed. The blessing hedge around the blessed means around his life, around his loved ones, around his property, around his possession, around his resources. The blessing hedge of protection around the blessed. Job chapter 1 verse 9. He said, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. There is something about the blessed that makes everything around you not to suffer what the environment is suffering. Do you understand? I heard sometime some people ask, God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. In very depressed and down economy. Why would church be doing all the things they are doing? Why would they own jet? Why would they be flying? And so on. The economy is so depressed. And he, when it comes to the things of God, he doesn't have protocol in terms of reply. He told him, we are running different economies. You are on the economy of the earth. We are on heaven's economy. Our own does not know recession. He doesn't know depression. He doesn't know inflation. We are on different wavelengths. Where you are, moth and rust can corrupt. Anything can happen anytime. Where we are far above water. So we are talking from two different worlds. That was why this roof was installed when the dollar went to 500 to 600 from 190 to 600 naira for a dollar. That is construction cost multiplied 3 times because we're buying raw dollar with naira. So if you plan that, this is the amount you're going to use. By the time the dollar shifted, you needed more nairas. And construction didn't stop. In millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Am I communicating at all? There is something. So the blessing shields what you have. As well as your life. As well as all that is yours. Tonight, somebody is going to experience that blessing shield around them. If you were the one, your amen would have been the loudest. Shout the loudest, believers. Amen. Let me give you a summary with Psalm 41, verse 1 to 2. What will the blessing do for you? Blessed is he that considereth the poor. So, considering the poor is one of the channels of a blessing. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him. The Lord will keep him alive. Keep him alive. That is, death wants to look for him. The Lord will keep him alive. He shall be blessed upon the earth. And God will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. That is very gidigashious. That's very solid. He delivers you from trouble. He keeps you, he preserves you. He keeps you alive and makes it impossible for the enemies to say we said it. We say he won't go far. We said it. He will never deliver him to the will of his enemies. Say the blessing is not on him. Did you hear that vernacular? Except the blessing is not on him. Otherwise, trouble can't swallow him. Evil can't level him. Enemies can't rejoice over him. Friends, it's your night. I don't know when was the last time I preached a preservation service with such passion. But it's your season. All those waiting from your family. Because a man's worst enemies most times are members of his family. All those waiting for you from your family, from your community, from where you came from, to hear that you crashed, they will crash beyond recovery. While you remain standing and remain successful and continue to fulfill your destiny, they will crash beyond recovery. There is no need to be afraid of death. It doesn't matter how many times death comes to you. It can't take you before your time. How much do they sell sparrow in the market? Did you hear that Jesus answered that question? Are not three of them sold for like a farthing? He said, and yet not one of them will fall without your heavenly Father's permission. That is the hunter's catapult. Is not permitted to hit a pigeon except Jehovah allows. He said, are you not more valuable than sparrows? Why do you think you can just die like that? Are you not more valuable? Are you not more valuable? Are you not heavier in value? Behold the fowls of the air. Yeah. Keep on going. Are you not more valuable than the sparrows? Take your seat. Let me round off tonight by giving you just one key to the blessing. Are you ready for this? Because if I said all that I have said tonight and we just start going now, it's like telling you what medical practice will do for you without showing you how to enter the medical school. Without telling you that you need biology, you need chemistry, you need physics, and you need everything. What is the foundation for the blessing? Take your seat. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to verse 2. It says, and it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do, that's to obey all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be. Can stop there. Obedience is the capital requirement for the blessing of God. Non-negotiable requirement. Obedience. The limit of your obedience is the limit of your blessing. Why we are not blessed to the same degree is because we don't obey God to the same degree. Who obeyed God and was blessed? One, Abraham. Get out of your father's house to the land I will show you. And Abraham departed. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. Who obeyed God and was blessed? Second, Isaac. There was famine in all the land. Everybody was jumping. Some to Ukraine, some to. Some to Russia, some to Belarus, some to America, some to UK, because Nigeria is not working. Do you understand that? I was talking to a young lady the other day and her husband, who live in the UK, and she is planning to come to live in Nigeria. She's a British citizen, but she feels that everything is better home here. Yes. And she said she is alarmed at the rate at which people are running from Africa to go to Europe and other parts of the world. God said to Isaac, everybody is running. Don't run. Stay put in this land. Even though there is famine in this land now, don't go not down to Egypt. I'm sure you know the scripture. Genesis 26 from verse 1 to 4. Stay in this land. I will bless you in this land. And Isaac obeyed and remained in that land. And then the explosion started in verse 12. And he sowed in the land where there was famine. And in the same year, he began to reap harvest that he could not handle. Obedience. Obedience is a capital requirement to the blessing. Obedience in what? Are you ready for this? Obedience first in lifestyle. What is God saying to you about your life? Second, look at lifestyle, character, behavior. There are people that God has spoken to you over and over. This man is a bad friend. This woman will take you to hell. Whatever. And yet, everything remains. Obedience. Two, obedience in kingdom service. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless your bread. To what extent have you obeyed in kingdom service? Obedience in kingdom service. Obedience in kingdom service. Three, obedience in soul winning assignment. When I sent you without pause or script, did you lack anything? And they said nothing. Soul winning assignment. Fourth, obedience in the covenant, in covenant practice, in the covenant practice of sowing and reaping. When was the last time you pay your tithe? Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 to 10. Bring all, say, will a man rob God? You have robbed me, all this whole nation. And you say, where have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Obedience. Since we are going to be dealing with the blessing throughout the month, let me stop there tonight. So, obedience in lifestyle, obedience in kingdom service, obedience in soul-winning assignment, obedience in financial stewardship, the covenant practice of sowing and reaping. How is obedience meant to be around of them? One, obedience must be instant. Abraham departed. Okay, let's say it like this. Obey instantly. Obey promptly. Obey promptly. How do you obey? Obey promptly. Two, obey excitedly. God loveth a cheerful giver. Deuteronomy 28, verse 17 says, those who will not obey God, will not serve God joyfully, will serve their enemies. 28, 47. Obedience, obey excitedly. Thirdly, obey willingly. Obey promptly. Obey excitedly. Obey willingly. Go on the soul winning assignment promptly. Go on the soul winning assignment excitedly. Go on the soul winning assignment willingly. Give your offerings, your tithes promptly, excitedly, willingly. I know of a young man in this church. He has church account. He has his prophet's account. If money hits him by 2 a.m., you will see alert by 2 a.m. Every single week, he's giving tithes, he's paying offerings, reflecting that he's having income in six zeros, continuously. There are those who do the right thing, but they do it too late. When obedience is delayed, it is equated to mean disobedience. There are attention to patience that most times 5 minutes delay means death. Obey promptly. Obey willingly. Obey excitedly. Obey promptly, obey excitedly, obey willingly. Number four, obey tirelessly.
I've been doing evangelism, I haven't seen the results. Keep on doing it. I've been giving and tithing, I haven't seen the results yet. Keep on. I have been serving God. I'm a sanctuary keeper. I'm a choir member. Just tirelessly, be not weary in doing the right thing. Galatians 6:9. In due season you shall reap. Obey tirelessly. And number 5, obey completely. That is, don't do one and leave another. Obey entirely. Obey completely. Abraham went all the way. He went to the land of Canaan. Into the land of Canaan he came. He didn't stop on the road. Obey completely. If you won't do it completely, you don't need to do it at all. There are those who do the right things today, and then they forget. No. Promptly, excitedly, willingly, tirelessly, completely. Go over this seminar and just let it change your life. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. The loudest shout of praise. Anybody blessed here, say amen. Anybody love the Lord, say louder, amen. Lift up your hands and let's begin to appreciate God for the world. Appreciate Him for the world. Appreciate Him. Lift your hands, lift your voice, appreciate Him. Honor Him, adore Him. Father, we praise You. Father, we praise You. Father, we praise You. Father, we love You. Blessed be Your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands high. Just lift your hands high. Message is too heavy. Time is literally gone. I plead with you to take, go through. Once God has spoken, twice have I heard. Just one prayer. Hands lifted. Father, I receive the grace to obey You in lifestyle. To obey You in kingdom service. To obey You in soul winning assignment. To obey You in sowing and reaping and tithing. I receive the grace to obey promptly. To obey excitedly. To obey willingly. To obey tirelessly. To obey completely. I receive that grace. Lift your hands and your voice and speak to God. Father, we give You the praise. Father, we give You the honor. Father, we give You the adoration. He's for all who will trust and obey. Your hands high. Everyone here tonight, I believe, everywhere here tonight, I believe there are people in need of surrender to Jesus, with their hands high up, in need of forgiveness for their sins. Everywhere you are in that category, you want Jesus to be Lord of your life, you want your sins forgiven. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, everywhere you are, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.